Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And we just give praise and glory on tonight. We just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. We come right now just thanking and praising God for another opportunity on tonight. We want to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order tonight. We're going to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to just read some scriptures and pray on tonight. So I just give God praise on tonight. I don't know what I want today or what God wants on here, but whatever it is, it's all right with me. Amen. We're going to have a song. Let's see. God is good. Giving reference to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective place. Thank God.
From the hand of man of peace.
I will love me, O Lord, my the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of his sky. At the brightness for him, his thick cloud passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shouted out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of waters were seen, and the foundation of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. I have just read you from Psalms 18, from the first verse to the 15th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, just asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing that we sin, and we repent. We ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus and your cleansing. Cleanse us through the blood and with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. We come first of all asking you to bind the strong man from our lives. Bind up every demonic force, every strong man, Father, from our lives in the name of Jesus. Bind them up from our radio broadcast on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come right now just giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory, Lord. We just thank you for so many things. We have so much to thank you for tonight. But we just come in now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to ask you to bless our radio broadcast. Let me decrease, Deborah, that you may increase in minister to us on tonight. We need ministering to, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you. So I'm asking you on tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice and the ones that's coming on now in the name of Jesus. Just give them blessings and healings and miracles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. I've been praising God way before I called. We got our radio broadcast on because God is a good God. And I've been in my little prayer area just giving God the praise and the glory and just magnifying his name today. You know, God is so good. He's good all the time. And, you know, we have so much to be grateful and thankful today. I'm full right now because I've been praising God and thinking about his goodness. I'm just thinking about his goodness all the time. God is such a good God. So, you know, we have to always set in mind that when we ask God to do something, he's listening to you. When I read it from Psalms 18, he said, whoever was praying and telling God how the enemy was after her and doing whatever him or whatever it was, and God thundered out of heaven and he came down, he bowed the heavens and came down on a cherubim. And when he got down there, it was darkness on them and all of that I read. And I was saying, look at God coming to see about us. God will come see about you when you need him to see about you, even when you don't, even when you in your sleeping in your bed at night and you don't even know. When people realize what sleep is, they gonna know you. That you'll know that you already sleep and you don't even know you're in a state where you don't know anything when you sleep. And God covers us while we sleep, and we don't know what's going on while we sleep. But you know God does. Our spirit man does. So God have angels protecting us while we slumber and sleep at night. That's a blessing in itself. And then when we get out here on the streets and going about our daily routine to the store and to the doctor and to the to our jobs and wherever we're going, God's still protecting us. He protects us all the time. We forget about little things. That's how God started having me to pray more and more, because I was praying and thanking God for the egg and the piece of bread and the potato, and I started off like that. Because he don't have to give us anything. It's people right out there hungry today. Today, with all this going on out there, it's somebody out there don't even have water to wash their hands with in this time that we need to wash our hands so bad. So, you know, we have to be grateful. And then when we think we got it all and all our bills paid and all of this and this and this, then the Lord will say, look here. Just because you paid your light bill don't mean your light's going to be off. And he'll allow some of those transformers to blow up, and then you won't have anything. So we have to be really careful and stay humble before the Lord, because God, he does everything for us. I'm telling you, if he wouldn't give us a right mind, we wouldn't know how to put our shoes on the right foot. We wouldn't know which way to go. People take that kind of stuff for granted. But let me tell you something. I do not. Because, honey, let me tell you something. I've been there. I've done that. I've been homeless. I slept in my car. I didn't have nothing to eat for days at a time. I've been right there. All the stuff I tell y'all about, all these things. It's not that I haven't experienced it. I don't tell you nothing that I haven't experienced. I've experienced so much in my life, so I can tell you about it. So you won't make the same mistakes. And a lot of times it's not a mistake, because when I was sleeping in my car, when I was hungry, God fed me. Hey, he fed me. And when I didn't have nothing to eat, he wanted me to fast. So that's the way you have to look at it. And then when he was ready for me to eat, he sent somebody that I didn't know, and they bought me some food. So, you know, I just thank and praise God out of these years of my life. I thank God that he is a provider, Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. And when I tell you, God is good. I already testified, y'all. I wasn't even supposed to. But anyway, I'm trying to get out of that. But, you know, I just have so much. I was reading and been praising God all that evening. You know, it's just a good, he's a good God. He's such a good God. And he don't look over nothing. What concerns me concerns God. Everything about me concerns him. Anything that I'm thinking about, God take care of it for me. I know he said before I asked him, he would have already answered me. And when I tell you that's the truth, I don't even ask him quick enough. He's already done it for me. So I thank God on tonight. I got so much to thank and praise him for. I can go up to Washington, up on the White House steps, and testify this. They better straighten up and walk right. So God, walk on down here on them. I'm telling you. But I was telling Prophetess Martin today, and Thursday, Tuesday of next week, I'm going to start out of the book of Revelation. Teaching, because we need to know where we are in the book. I'm teaching on the prophets, and it's good, but I need to come out this Bible. I need to, the word of God, he says, study to show yourself approved. We need this word, this word that's on this paper. We need it, and y'all need to know about prophets. We need to know about prophets, too, because it's in the word of God, but I need to teach out of this word, and you know it's the end times. So we got to know, I'm not saying right now just the end times, but it's some things going to happen before it come, and we need to know where we are. I also want to start teaching on doctrine, but I'm going to start in the book of Revelation, which is going to lead me to Daniel, the book of Daniel, the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, I think. And we're going to start that on Tuesday. So all you need is your Bible. You ain't got to have nothing else but that word of God. We have to study to show ourselves approved. And we have to pray. We can't care what happened. We can't stop praying, because that's our communication with God. Studying is good. He wants us. The word of God is God. We got to study. He told us to study to show ourselves approved, but we need to know that we got to pray too. He looked for us to pray. If I don't pray, I'm not right none that day. If I don't pray, you know, I pray every day. But if I don't pray a certain kind, a certain length, you know, I just don't feel like I've done right that day. And, you know, he probably not even looking at that. It's me that's thinking about that, because he probably saying, you have already prayed, but if I don't pray 2 hours, 3 hours, I just feel like I've done anything. And so that's me. Everybody, you can pray 15 minutes. God will hear you in a three-word prayer. Do you hear me? Lord, have mercy. He'll hear you if you say, Lord, have mercy. He know what Lord means. He know what have mercy, because he give us that mercy new every day. We have new mercy, not from yesterday, but here from today. So, you know, and he knows what that means, and he know what we're going through. So I'm opening up the testimony land right now, because I've already testified all the time. But if you all can want to testify, say something for the Lord or whatever you want to do, you can do that. And after that, I'll play another song. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song here in just a minute, because y'all know I could testify all day. Let me see if this is the right song. I don't know. Thank you, praise God. Always something, but God is always there. Always. I guess it's going to be okay. Okay. Why is it doing it?
Holy,
Precious Lamb of God. Man, God is so precious. Jesus, man, I'm telling you, he is just so awesome. Everything about him is awesome. I thank and praise God for Jesus. I thank and praise him tonight. I give God praise. Do we have any testimony? Because let me tell you something. I'm on fire for God on tonight. God is so good, and his mercy endureth forever. Do we have any testimonies on tonight? I tell you now how great God is. God is a great God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I'm telling you, his word, everything about him is perfect. Everything about him. Hallelujah. And his will. We just have to give over and turn everything over to him. Not our will, but your will, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise, and I give him glory tonight. I'm pulling from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Hallelujah. All this anointing. Hallelujah. Lord, shift the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Bring your anointing up on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we need to be filled. In the name of Jesus, God is a great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's great. He's a great God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you today, but I know he's done everything. Hallelujah. And I can testify and testify over and over and over again. Oh, if I had a million tongues, I could praise God with every one of them. Hallelujah. In none of us sick or none, because he is just that good. He's just that great. He's just that perfect. And I thank God today. All that he does. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise on tonight. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Hallelujah. I give God praise on tonight. God is so wonderful. He is so wonderful. Hallelujah. He's a perfect God. God is perfectly. He is perfect. And I just thank him. I worship God. God is awesome. I thank God on tonight. God is perfect. Hallelujah. Oh, I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 I give God praise on tonight. I'm just going to pray some scriptures on tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Before I get going to my prayer, I'm just going to pray some scriptures because God is good. Hallelujah. And he said he would do everything that he said he would do. He's doing it. And I give him glory. For he said, for this purpose, hallelujah, the Son of God was manifested that he may destroy the works of the enemy, the works of the devil. Hallelujah. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, you can ask me whatever you want to ask me. Hallelujah. And I will do it for you. Hallelujah. No good thing will he withhold from us. Hallelujah. The ones that's walking uprightly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I will hasten my word. Hallelujah. God said he would hasten his word to perform it. He will hasten his word. Hallelujah. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and then shall he not do it? Hallelujah. God will do everything he said he would. Every promise he made, God will do it. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that are going out of my lips. Hallelujah. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. He that raised Christ up from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in us. Oh, yeah, Lord. He sent his word, and his word healed them, us, and his word delivered us from our destruction. God is good just like that. He's just like that. He said he'll do it in the name of Jesus, and he will. He said, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee, and I answer thee in the secret place of thunder. I prove thee at the waters of Meribah. Psalms 81:7. In the name of Jesus, in my distress, called upon the Lord. Hallelujah. We call on God all the time. Hallelujah. I called upon the Lord, and he cried to, and I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ear. We always crying to the Lord, and God always hear us and answer our prayers in the name of Jesus and his name through faith in his name. Have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him have given him this perfect sound in his presence of all. Acts 3:16. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which in heaven give good things to them that ask him? In the name of Jesus, God is a good God. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thou chastening was upon them. For this cause, I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they act shall act, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall be open. We better keep on knocking, and we better keep on knocking. Knock for God, seek God, and find him, that he may be found. We got to keep on knocking and seeking him until we find him like we supposed to. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayers came unto thee into thy holy temple. Do we have any prayer requests tonight?
Well, I want everybody to touch and agree with me for Maria Nelson and family, for Apostle Laura Campbell, Pastor Dean and myself. For the Sadler family, the Kenny family, Cunningham family, Martin family. Any more prayer requests? I know somebody needs prayer. I don't know. I want to pray for the bereaved family. My brother that just passed here a year ago, his wife just lost her sister maybe 2 or 3 days ago. And I want to pray for their family, the bereaved family, and the people that's in the hospital suffering from this COVID-19 virus. I want to pray for them. I will ask you all to pray for them too. And just you know, pray for people. We have to pray for people. We have to intercede for people. We got to. So I'm getting ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, hallelujah, just repenting and confessing. Lord, I ask you to search our hearts, our mind, and our spirits. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Lord, we come humbly before you. We bowing down in our spirit, men. We bowing down before your throne, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. And we glorify you. We just have to lift you up, Lord. And you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. For all of the praise and all of the glory, Lord. And we magnify you tonight. And we glorify you tonight, Lord. And we just thank you for all that you do, Lord. And we thank you tonight. And we give you glory and praise tonight. And we have so many, but Lord, lying down last night in the early rising this morning, Lord, gave us a mind to pray with food on our table, Lord, clothes on our back, Lord, our health and strength and a sound mind, Lord, just so many things, Lord, to thank you for and to give you praise and to give you glory. I just give you praise on tonight for everyone on this prayer line on tonight, on this radio broadcast. I just ask you to cover them and their families in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, and I give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, Lord. You know just what we need. You know exactly what we need. Lord, I'm asking you right now to search us and try us, Lord. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, anything in our hearts, anything in our mind, anything in our spirit, any bitterness, Lord, any anger, Lord, any unforgiveness, Lord. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to remove it all, Lord, every bit of it, Lord. Oh, yeah, the rubble, move it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to replace it tonight with all love. Oh, yeah, Lord, replace it tonight, Lord, with love. I'm not about them. Fill it with joy and peace. Oh, yes, Lord. I just give you praise on tonight. I give you glory on tonight. I ask you right now to sanctify us, Lord. Set us apart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We don't want nothing but what you want for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to cover us, Lord, with everything that we need from you, Lord. Cover us in the blood of Jesus. You know, Lord, wash us, Lord, in the blood, Lord, and clean us, Lord, and clean our hearts. Every negative thing, remove it now. Every negative statement. for every negative thing, Lord, and anything that it keeps me from you, Lord. And I repent right now. And I ask you to remove it from me, Lord, and from my heart and from my mind, and in the name of Jesus. And oh, I thank you tonight, and I thank you for healing me. And oh, I've been down all week, but I'm up today. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise, and I give you glory. And thank you for my healing, Lord. And thank you for healing me, Lord. And thank you for healing me, Lord. And thank you for healing me, Lord. And thank you for strengthening my body. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I thank you for your oil. I thank you that oil that pours out from heaven in the name of Jesus on top of my head and all yet up behind us. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I praise your name. I praise your name. I give you glory tonight. I give you glory tonight. Lord, I ask you to bless our enemies. Bless them, Lord. And forgive them for what they said and done against us, Lord. And bless them tonight. And those that try to despitefully misuse us, bless every one of them. Bless them now, Lord. And heal them now, Lord. And forgive them now, Lord. And bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless President Trump and everybody in that White House, every senator, every representative, every congressman, every mayor, everyone that have rule over us, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for them and their families. And I ask you to bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And bless them, Lord, with what they need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I know you know. You still in control. We still trust you, Lord. You in control of everything that we do, everything that we say. You in control, Lord. Everything that happened to us, you in control. You in control, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight, and I give you glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Those that's in the hospitals fighting for their lives, fighting for their lives, Lord, have mercy tonight. Send mercy, Lord, and mercy that's new every day. Heal them, Lord. Touch them tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just touch them, Lord, and touch them in every hospital all over the earth. In the name of Jesus, those that sick and shedding in them can't get out and sick, Lord, have mercy and touch them and heal them. I know you can, because you God, and you God all by yourself. The healer, you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise for it. I thank you for healing him. I thank you for healing him. A bomb in Gilead. I thank you for healing him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight for your healing virtue. I thank you, Lord, for dropping that oil all over her. In the name of Jesus, let it rain on us, Lord. Let your anointing rain on us tonight. We need it, Lord. Let your anointing rain tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give the glory tonight. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory, Lord. Whatever it is that you do, Lord, whatever it is that you allow, we trust you. We know you're in control over everything. We love you and we trust you tonight in the name of Jesus. Now I pray, Lord, Aria Nelson and her family, Lord, I ask you to have mercy tonight. You know what she needs, Lord. I ask you to have mercy, Lord. You know what it is, Lord. I'm asking you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, to have mercy. And you know what she needs, Lord. And it's the easiest thing for you to give her, Lord. And keep her faith and courage, Lord. And her confidence in you. Her trust in you, Lord. And to get her out of this thing. In the name of Jesus, and bless them, Lord, with the blessing she's standing in need of today. I see you, and I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we we give you praise on tonight and heal right now and touch her family, her children, her husband, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for Apostle Laura Campbell, Lord, and that just had surgery yesterday, in the name of Jesus, in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm asking you right now, Lord, and to touch her body, heal her body right now, in the name of Jesus. Heal her body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for her obedience, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Let her be healed, Lord, be healed in Jesus' name, be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. And then I ask you, and I pray for Apostle Dean, I ask you to cover him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, in the name of Jesus, and touch his body, and touch his mind, give him a made-up mind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, build his faith and his character, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for the Sattler, the McKinney, and the Cunningham family, in the Martin family. Lord, you know we all family. In the name of Jesus, we all family, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bring us so close together that one won't be able to fall for the other one. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I'm asking you tonight to let us lock arm in arm. In the name of Jesus, you know, Lord, and you know, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, just bless, Lord, and that we become close, in the name of just close, Lord, and save every one of my family members. I'm asking you today that every one of them be saved, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. I just thank you for it on tonight. I give you praise, and I pray for Brother Harold and his family. I ask you to cover them now, in the name of Jesus. Pray tonight, just touch right now, in the name of Jesus. You know what he needs, Lord. You know what his family needs. Keep them covered under the blood. Give them what they stand in need of. Bless them, Lord, and heal and touch right now, Lord, and strengthen them right now. Strengthen the parents right now. Strengthen them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray for these nurses and doctors and seniors and janitors in the hospitals where all this stuff going on at them. In the name of Jesus, the ones don't nobody think about, that have to clean the floors and to clean the toilets and clean whatever. Lord, I'm asking you to cover them in the blood. Cover them in the blood, Lord, and cover them, Lord. They serving, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, just bless them, Lord, and don't let nothing touch them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, all the heroes, they call them, but they didn't go low enough. The ones that clean up behind the heroes, Lord, and I'm asking you to bless them all tonight, and I'm asking you right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, to cover them under the blood, and in the name of Jesus, those that's eating out of the trash can, those that nobody else want to pray for, those that's sleeping in the train station, in the bus station, those that's sleeping in the park, on the corner, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to touch them right now, God, and keep them all covered tonight now, in the name of Jesus. Feed them, Lord. Feed them. If they don't have none, Lord, you can touch their bellies and make it feel full, in the name of Jesus. And those that don't have it, Lord, they need to fast, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're calling on you. Call on the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on the name of Jesus. I'm calling on your name, Jesus. I'm calling on you tonight. You are the one that I need. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that when you went to the Father, you sent the Holy Ghost. You sent the Holy Spirit back. In the name of Jesus, the Comforter, Lord. I just thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that he leads and guides. guides us in the name. He teaches us in the name of Jesus how to pray, how to know hope about them, how to please God in the name of Jesus. I give him praise and I give him glory tonight. I give him praise, Lord, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody can do us like he can. Nobody like the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you to go in the neonatal intensive care with the little bitty babies, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch the babies. In the name of Jesus. Just heal them right now, God. Heal them, Lord. And I pray for little John on tonight. I'm asking you to cover him right now, God. Cover him, Lord. Cover him up in the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you to touch him. I don't care what's wrong with him, Father. I know you're healed. I know you're healed. I know you're healed. In the name of Jesus, touch his body right now from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And I call out that spirit of infirmity and that fever. You gotta go. You gotta go, fever. You gotta go. Hallelujah. You can't stay there. He belongs to God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing. I thank you tonight. I thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you. I give you praise. And I give you glory. I give you praise and I give you glory. Lord, I know you're going to do it. I know you're going to do it because you're my Father. You're my shepherd. And I shall not want them. You're my shepherd. And I shall not want. Hallelujah. And then he hope I see. And then, yeah, Lord, thank you. Thank you for doing it. I'm thanking you right now in advance. You said before I call you, you already answered me. And I just thank you for breaking fever tonight. And I just thank you, Lord. And I bind that fever up. I bind it up. And I cast it out. And I send it back to the pit. In the name of Jesus, you don't belong there. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. You're right now, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, even the ones that I forgot about, the ones that need prayer all over this earth, all over the earth, Lord. I pray for men, women, boys, and girls all over this earth, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Elaine. I pray for Lisa and their families. Keep them all covered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered, Father, all over the earth, Lord. My neighbors, all over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you're a great God, and you're worthy to be praised. You're just worthy to be praised. I give God the glory, and I give God the praise. I give God praise on tonight, for I can see his hand moving. I can see his hand moving. I can see his hand moving. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I praise him. Every promise he made us, I thank him for it on today. Because it's a promise God made. And it's going to come through. It won't return void. Not one letter, not one word will fall to the ground. I thank and praise God for it. I give God praise on tonight. Father, I thank you and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I'm just so full and my heart was heavy. It ain't heavy no more. But I've been praising and thanking God this evening and just letting God know that I trust him. You know, my trust is in God, not in man, but in God. And I just thank and pray God on tonight for all that he do for us, for all that he do for us. I give God praise and I give him glory. Yes, I do. I praise God. So like I said when I came on tonight, on Tuesday we're going to start in the book of Revelation. And I'm going to be teaching Tuesday and Thursday. And at the end of the teaching on Thursday, I pray. But when you teach in the book of Revelation, when we study in the book of Revelation, it get deep. And we need to not miss, we don't need to just teach it once a week. We need to teach it more than once a week. So we're going to do it two times a week. But at the end of the lesson on Thursday, we're going to just pray. I'm just going to pray. And we're going to go from there. And that Revelation is going to take us to the book of Daniel. It's going to take us to the book of Isaiah and the book of Jeremiah and possibly some more books, because we're going to get down and get really down in the book of Revelation. So I just want you all to be prepared for it. And I want you all to learn from this, because you need to know the word of God. You know, we perish, people perish for the lack of knowledge. We got to start praying for wisdom and knowledge, divine wisdom and knowledge. Only God can give us that. We need to start praying for it, that we can understand his word. He gave it to us. We need to get in that word. I'm teaching on the prophecies, and I'm getting, you know, some of that out of the Bible, but it's coming out of other places too, and as God gave it to me. But we need to be in the word of God. That's what we need to say. So I'm not going to hold you. I just thank and praise God for all of y'all being on here tonight. I give God praise and glory, and I thank God for each one of y'all. I love y'all, and God love you too. Father, we just thank you for your word, that your communication with us on tonight. I give God praise. I give you praise and glory. We thank you for blessing us to be able to have a good prayer meeting on tonight. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all go in peace. Have a blessed night. God love you, and I love you too. Amen. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.